Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has arrived in Poland to meet with our NATO ally Friday. The discussions will be around Russia and its warmongering against Ukraine. President Biden Thursday on the tarmac.
They have not moved any of the troops out. They've moved more troops in, number one. Number two, we have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken at the United Nations.
The stakes go far beyond Ukraine. This is a moment of peril.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave. A staged drone strike against civilians. Or a fake, even a real, attack using chemical weapons.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Peaceful protesters in the Freedom Convoy in Canada are now being arrested by Trudeau's police force in Ontario. Now, truckers in the United States are planning the same peaceful protests here in America.
The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd, and, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Special Counsel John Durham's findings have been submitted to a federal court. The report shows links between Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and illegal spying on President Trump. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney of New York on Newsmax.
And Devin Nunes was talking about this years ago, and then we said, well, now we've got to do another investigation. We've got to wait for the Durham report. Well, the Durham report is out. This isn't President Trump and Fox or Newsmax. This is the Durham report, a special prosecutor that was put in place to investigate the origins of this phony Russia collusion story. It's time for Hillary to be prosecuted. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen until the Republicans take over the presidency, because insiders in the Biden administration, like Jake Sullivan and others that you cite, Merrick Garland, a weak attorney general, is not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He's a partisan. He's a hack. And he's someone who's going to let this go by the wayside. When we take back the House and we can investigate, and as you know, the Republicans and actually the House committees, we can put testimony up, but we can't prosecute. We have to win the presidency in 2024. And the American people want accountability. Yes, this is the worst scandal in American history when it comes to spying and using the most powerful reins of power in our national government. It's an embarrassment. And I agree with President Trump. It makes Watergate look like a joke.
It should be noted Hillary Clinton was discounted from the Watergate investigation in 1974 for lying. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we got a special guest, Dr. Barry Corey, who is the eighth president of Biola University. Since assuming the role in 2007, he's led Biola into its second century with the launch of an ambitious 10-year university plan. We'll touch on that in just a moment. He completed the largest fundraising campaign in Biola's history by exceeding its $180 million goal, creating four new academic schools, embarking on a major university transformation journey to position Biola to flourish for decades to come. He's done this while honoring the mission of the university and its unique contribution to the landscape of higher education. And I might add, Dr. Corey, not to mention the fact that we have a new culture of young kids that are coming into play here, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that was way too flattering of an introduction for me. There's a good team in place here, and I'm trying to continue to steward well this 114-year-old institution.
Unbelievable. I imagine, you know, when you got this position, you're probably going, oh, God, please don't let me mess this up, right? Because of its tradition over the years. And as you say, it does take a team, and you're leading an excellent team there that, you know, continues the rich tradition of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles.
Yes, and in the spirit of not messing things up, I think about two things. When I get up in the morning and I come to work and do what I need to do here, one is how are we faithful to our past? And the other is, how are we preparing for our future? And that's it. That's what these students need. These students need an education rooted in that which is virtue laden. That's what, the way God intended things to be. Certainly, the way which Scripture kind of unfolds and the way God works in the world. She said that transcendent, time honored, eternal, timeless way of understanding God's creation and the way in which he has us living together. I just think that's just a wonderful approach, being faithful to the past and certainly being, preparing for the future. Like, what do our students need? What are the what are the emerging careers? What kind of skill sets do they are required of them for the world that awaits them on the other side of Biola, whether they're in an undergraduate program or a graduate program? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what you're touching on is foundational. I mean, this is the infrastructure of their future that God has distributed and given to you, and you've cast this vision. One of the things we've been talking about repeatedly here, Dr. Corey, in the midst of this, you know, chaos that our country is going through here in America, and we see it in parts of the world as well, is I felt like God's been telling me to tell everybody it's time to return to first principles. And virtue is, it's that first principle that you've got to make sure that you're locked onto, because that sets the foundation. And as we know, the stronger the foundation, the higher the building, is it not?
So true. Or the deeper the anchor, the less the boat floats in the wrong direction.
Right.
Whatever your metaphor is, I think they all mean the same thing. And what I find in higher education is oftentimes, Bill, presidents can commit one of two historical errors. They can be nostalgic, and that is saying, like, oh, we've always done it this way. We're going to keep on doing it this way. And that's a focus more on methods than on mission, and that leads to irrelevance. But just as flawed as those presidents are who lean towards being nostalgic are those who are amnesiac, right? Those who forget the past, those who are only concerned about the future but not grounding themselves in the way in which their institutions, especially faith-based institutions like Biola University that started on the corner of 6th and Hope Street in downtown Los Angeles as the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, B-I-O-L-A. If I lead into the future forgetting the past or not anchoring ourselves to the principles, which one of them is just the virtuous life of our students, then we could easily go the way of many higher education institutions, and that is just kind of wandering off in a way that is completely disconnected from the moorings of how they began. And this is how we understand Scripture, right? We understand Scripture as being like what did God intend then, and what does it mean for us today? But we just can't say it. You know, it only means what it means to me and doesn't matter what it meant then.
Well, and as you point out, I mean, Scripture has its relevance in every aspect of our lives, whether we're talking about, you know, colleges, you know, institutions of higher education, the leading of the country, families. I mean, we cannot forget our past. And here it is. We have a movement in the country, a socialistic movement in our country that wants to erase our past. And we know this. At least we should, you know, if you've had any kind of education whatsoever and you've studied it, is that he who controls the past controls the present and the future. That's how critical our past is to our ability. As you say, not only do you go back and you embrace these foundational principles, but then you've got to cast the vision going forward based on this infrastructure, based on this foundation that you've all agreed that is so vital to you, right?
Yeah, well, the Bible is the cornerstone of you know, the Christian faith, and we are a deeply Christian university. We have been, you know, since we started in 1908. My old boss, Walt Kaiser, some of your listeners will know him as a very renowned Old Testament scholar, a prolific writer, but he would often tell me this verse from Proverbs 29:18, where it says, where there is no vision, a people perish. And he says, oftentimes we think that means a strategic plan or an annual report, or, you know, you're kind of you're casting your all your steps you're going to be taking for the organization when you're talking about a vision. But he said what that really means when the writer of Proverbs and Solomon says, where there is no vision, a people perish. It means that where there is no input of God's word,
yes,
people
exactly.
become unrestrained. They become undone. They become untethered. And that, I think, is what is fundamental to what you're saying, is that God's word matters because it's timeless and it's true. And our students at Biola, you know, 5,000-plus students who are studying here from across the country and around the world, they're here at Biola because there's something fundamental about what we do here, whether they're preparing to be a psychologist or an engineer or a physician or an attorney or a pastor or an entrepreneur, filmmaker, whatever, it might be an artist. They have this bedrock in their education that is not just essential for their own good, but it's essential for the public good, the good of society that they're entering into. So that's why we truly believe where there is no input of God's word, people become unrestrained. Oh, yeah. And if you invert that, where there is input of God's word, people are held together and there's community and there's unity, and it's the way God intended things to be.
Amen. There's nothing better than what I call the revelatory word of God. And that is our marching orders. And that is the challenge that we have to align ourselves with said revelation. This has got to be exciting for you, Dr. Corey, with these young kids. I can just see, you know, when they come to Biola, they may have an idea. But when the reality of these foundational principles really connects with their hearts and spirits, to watch the lights go on has to be, I got to imagine, extremely rewarding for you and the faculty.
It really is. I mean, what better way to get up in the morning when you realize that God has entrusted you with this rising generation of primarily 18 to 22-year-olds. And during that period of their life, more change happens during those 4 years, intellectually and spiritually and relationally and academically and socially and in these different ways. And I just think that we want to have them during those years because we work with them and we come alongside the values that their families cared about.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Corey after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
About 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dr. Barry Corey, the 8th president of Biola University. Dr. Corey, the problem in our society today is we're really out of relationship. We're not conversing. Civil discourse is very abrasive and polarizing.
What is Biola? How is Biola addressing this? Because it's one thing to be on campus. The next thing is when you find yourself at a local Starbucks, and next thing you know, you run into these antithetical forces that are very happy with the roughness of the civil discourse of today.
Yeah, that is the fundamental question, Bill, isn't it? And mm-hmm. You know, there is so much rancor and toxic conversations and vitriol in our world, and even in the church. And we're prone now to shout across the street and not talk across a table. And we're losing the relational capital that Jesus called us to when he said, I've told you not only to love your neighbor, but love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. I think somewhere that's being lost along the way. I don't want to overgeneralize, but the simple way that I try to frame it to our students at Biola University, Bill, is I said, God has called you to live a life, it sounds like a bumper sticker, of a firm center and soft edges. And by firm center, it's like have deep convictions of that which is true and right and virtuous and noble that comes from millennia of faithful Christians who have followed God come what may, and they say, this is what I stand for because this is what the Word of God declares, and this is how I see God revealed in the world. So what is true? And so having a deep conviction and holding things deeply and be passionate about what you believe, that's the firm center. But by the soft edges, I mean lead with hospitality and with kindness and with listening while wanting to learn rather than listening while waiting to respond. And there is a difference there. And lead with this graciousness and winsomeness. And sometimes I think we can do one or the other. We can have a firm center and then hard edges, and we kind of go after the other side, and we got to defeat the those people who don't think like us and vote like us and believe like us and look like us, whatever that might be. And it becomes combative. But the other extreme, which I think is equally as bad, is when you have soft edges but this spongy center. Just say, live and let live. Whatever's good for you is good for you. Whatever's good for me is good for me. And that's not what we're called to either. So this idea of firm center and soft edges, it's not my bumper sticker language, Bill. It's the gospel. Jesus came
exactly
full of truth, firm center, full of grace, soft edges. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, firm center. Love your neighbor as yourself, soft edges. Be wise as serpents, firm center. Be gentle as doves, soft edges. I mean, this is the way God called us to be. And so I feel like the antidote to so much that is wrong in this world right now is that we're not living that gospel way. And so, as you said, when our students leave here and go to Starbucks and happen to sit next to somebody who, you know, has views that are completely antithetical to what they believe, you know, rather than, you know, shouting them down, you know, build a relationship and begin a conversation and listen and learn, but also don't give up on what you deeply hold to be true and allow the grace to expose the truth.
You know, Dr. Corey, I don't know about you, but, you know, to this point, I find that the people that are most unlovable that God brings my way are the ones that have that appropriate word. It's in there. And the challenge is to bring that out and to listen. I think Jordan Peterson said this very well, and this was my interpretation of his statement, is that sometimes we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And I say, in addition to that, we deprive ourselves of the other person's input, because God created us for relationship with him, relationship with others. And you don't know who it is and what it is at that moment that the Spirit has brought you together and in the zip code of that individual that could be life changing for both of you. Right.
So true. Yeah. So true. You know, I like the way Arthur Brooks puts it. He's teaches at the School of Business at Harvard and at he used to be at the American Enterprise Institute. And he said, you know, a lot of people think the problem with our world is anger. And, you know, and he said, but I don't think it's anger. He said, we can be angry with each other. He said, there's anger in marriages. And so those marriages survive those anger moments. But he said, the problem is contempt. And contempt, he says, is when you feel that someone that you disagree with, that there is nothing valid in that person. That person has utterly nothing to say and is basically a worthless individual because they disagree with you. And that's what we have to move beyond. Because the gospel really truly does call us to love our enemies. And that doesn't mean we agree with our enemies. As a friend of mine once said, you don't have to see eye to eye to work shoulder to shoulder. How can we build bridges with those that we disagree with and find maybe even common bonds? And through those common bonds, you know, as the people of God, we do hope that the gospel shines through.
But as you said earlier, though, Dr. Corey, and I agree with this principle, is that, you know, these agents of contempt, I mean, call it for what it is. It's evil. It's just flat out evil. It's ungodly. And God gives us a prescription on how to deal with that. Don't have anything to do with them, you know. And, and that's the challenge that we have here. And that's why we pray for wisdom. God, grant me the wisdom. I mean, grant me the wisdom to know how to deal with evil in its appropriate time and manner. And what is it that for those that just may be confused, that need that appropriate word to bring them to these traditional values that you and I have been talking about?
That's it. Paul says you are the aroma of Christ. To some you're the smell of life, to others you're the smell of death. You know, some people are just going to completely reject what you have to offer. And Jesus says when that happens, just, you know, take the dust off your shoes and move on. But other people are going to accept it. Your job is not to be liked. Your job is not to be received. Your job is to be make yourself receivable and to exude that aroma of Christ and just live into that. And sometimes people reject you. Sometimes people accept you. But just be faithful to the gospel, and that's all we're called to do. And, you know, God will take care of the rest.
Well, Dr. Corey, got a couple minutes left here. Before we do, I'm going to tell you I love the firm center, soft edges. That's a T-shirt. You may say a bumper sticker. I see that as a T-shirt. I love this. A critical takeaway from our conversation today. But in these last couple of minutes, I want you to address the importance of Christian higher education.
Sure. Thanks for giving the opportunity, Bill, to do that. You know, there are thousands of colleges and universities in the United States to choose from. And what I said earlier, I really mean that something happens during those 18 to 22-year-old years, which are the traditional undergraduate years, and to prepare you for the rest of your life. And I just feel like that if students during those formative years can be in a community that lifts them up, that teaches them God's transcendent truths, that also prepares them for meaningful careers, where relationships are built with one another that last a lifetime. And many of those relationships are like good Jesus following brothers and sisters. When you have faculty who not only care deeply about the subject matter that they teach, but also want to disciple you into who you are in Christ, I just think that formation truly matters. And maybe you go on to a graduate school that might be in a different kind of environment, you know, a state university, a secular school, and you're going to get into a career in industry. But just having that opportunity during those formative years to be formed and shaped by those who not only the top of their game academically in the faculty, but also invite you over for dinner and counsel you on just the contours of your life. Just think that is, and that's what I've been involved in since I was 18 years old, and I'm 60, and that's been whatever that is, 42 years. And I believe deeply in this enterprise. I think we have so much to offer this rising generation. And again, these students graduate from Biola University, and they're going to go on into the film industry. I know they're going there with this like bedrock of faith to be the salt and light that they need to be in Hollywood.
To be that sweet aroma of Christ as they go forth from Biola. What a blessing and encouragement, Dr. Corey, for you and the faculty. Congratulations for a great history and a great future ahead. And may the vision that God has given you may it find deep roots and draw benefit that only God can deliver. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Bill Martinez, and appreciate being on your show. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there.
Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has arrived in Poland to meet with our NATO ally Friday. The discussions will be around Russia and its warmongering against Ukraine. President Biden Thursday on the tarmac.
They have not moved any of their troops out. They've moved more troops in, number one. Number two, they have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation. They have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken at the United Nations.
The stakes go far beyond Ukraine. This is a moment of peril.
It could be a fabricated so-called terrorist bombing inside Russia. The invented discovery of a mass grave. A staged drone strike against civilians. Or a fake, even a real attack using chemical weapons.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Lou Euler is with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're in good shape, and you've called at a time that is critical to the future of our nation, by what we're discovering in this woke education indoctrination machine. And I wanted to discuss that.
Well, absolutely. The American people are revolting. I mean, you've got massive changes going on in San Francisco, just south of you. And we have bonfires of revival and revolution, especially as it relates to the indoctrination of our kids and the reality, Lou, that all this money that's invested in the name of education, they're not interested. These teachers and these teachers' unions do not seem to be interested in teaching our kids reading, writing, and arithmetic, the things that they need, you know, for their for their adulthood and for their success as adults and citizens of the country.
Yes. And, you know, a couple of innocent business people stumbled over nearly 100 hours of leaked videos from 108 workshops held last year, and it just shocked the devil out of them in terms of what's going on. And so I rarely make mention of articles by name, but over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal, an article inside the woke indoctrination machine is the very information that our nation needs, and what the local school leaders in Virginia raised to provoke the results in that gubernatorial election, which is critical to the nation's future.
Well, without a doubt. So here it is. I mean, it is a look in the underbelly of this woke indoctrination machine that the teachers' unions have been at the forefront in promoting, right?
That's exactly right. And some intellectuals, left-winging progressive intellectuals who share these views have joined in. So it's become doubly dangerous.
Well, break it down, Lou, a little bit of what you've discovered and what was most shocking for you in reading this article.
Well, what's so tough about it is that it's hard to understand. These workers, these gentlemen, we learned how the practitioners use segregated affinity groups and practices such as healing circles to inculcate feelings of trauma among students. And so you've got to really study this in order to understand the depth to which they've gone to destroy. I mean, this was this was designed to help train two elite independent schools in New York, and now corrupted by this divided obsession on race and color and creed.
Wow. And the damage that is being done to our kids. I mean, they're being trained to go into the classrooms and to do this kind of psychological warfare on the minds of our kids. This is unbelievable, Lou.
Yes, yes. It's intended as professional development, not meant for the public. And you've got to see these and the leaked videos in order to understand what they're trying to do to remake America as a source of racism, which it is not. We've been through our phases of that, but the nation has done beautifully in terms of working its way out. But look at our streets with the chaos on our streets, and look at attacks on our police and our daily way of life, et cetera. These are the things that are the outgrowth of this kind of ideology that is being pushed on our kids.
Exactly. Well, it is so ridiculous to think that racism only started with the 1619 Project and the reality. They just decided to put their thumb on that date. I mean, the fact of the matter is racism or some form has existed since the creation of man. This is what we deal with in a fallen world, is that you have the less thans and you have those that will lord it over them. And, you know, slavery has existed, you know, almost from the beginning of time, has it not?
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, it says here specifically, their new mission is to train a vanguard of activists to lead the charge in tearing down the foundations of society, reminiscent of Mao China's Red Guards. Mm-hmm. So we're being threatened in our way of life internally by some of our own progressive people, especially in New York.
Well, it's not surprising, Lou, when you think about how insidious the communist Chinese have become. I mean, you've got the Confucius Institute that is organized on last check over 40 universities in the country. And they're bringing in this doctrine. They have these institutions, whether we're talking about athletic institutions like the NBA, other media types, celebrities, have all buckled the knee to communist China. You've got what's happening up north in Canada, and you find out, according to Peter Schweitzer in his new book, Caught, that they are, it's called Red-Handed. I say caught. I keep thinking caught because I think caught red-handed. But it's called Red-Handed, and you understand that the Trudeaus have a family history of affinity with the communist Chinese. And just like the communists bought and paid for the Biden family, they've done the same thing with the Trudeau family. And it was so indictful, Lou, that they took these this information and the history of Pierre Trudeau, and they scrubbed it, from their history, from their archives, which is against the law. So, they're trying to do everything they can to control the narrative and to get people to falsely believe and think that, they cannot trust their lying eyes, right?
No, that's right. And it goes on to say the danger goes far beyond private schools. Mm-hmm. The same framework called diversity is being imposed, and the federal government and the military. And for the sake of our children and our nation's future, it must be dismantled.
Yes.
You've got to stop this nonsense, as they have begun to do in Virginia and some other states, if our nation is to survive as the source of fresh ideas and freedom.
Exactly. Well, Lou, you bring up an excellent point here, and this is something that we have been saying as well, is that, these institutions have taken their eye off the ball. Education no more is about reading, writing, arithmetic. The security of our southern border isn't any longer focused on security. Our military, not about national security. They're more concerned about using the proper pronouns and sexual, understandings. I don't know. It's beyond me. All this that has unraveled in this modern intellectual supposedly era in which we live in right now, that is putting all of America and putting our constitutional rights and our freedoms all at risk. I'll give you the last word. Go ahead and wrap it up, Lou.
No, you have framed it absolutely correctly, and it's just now up to responsible citizens and parents across the nation to do their job and protect their children from this nonsense. So go to it. Go for it.
Well, limittaxes.org, that's the website. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Thank you, Lou. Take care.
You bet.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's time for Samantha Mao. Yes, the good news girl. She's checking out the highways and byways for all these viral videos that we can talk about. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Did your team win the Super Bowl and you won a bunch of money and everything like that? And now you get to be semi-retired?
Not this year. My team was Team Halftime Show. I think everybody around my age and a little older was pretty excited about that.
So you related to the halftime. I'll tell you, this is the demographic divide here between you and me. I didn't understand the halftime show.
It was very much like if you were, I would say, the ages, I think they said between like 30 and like 50 or something like that. A lot of people, it's kind of like, it was what we played at parties and stuff like that growing up, and so it was.
So that all
back to my youth.
Yeah, it just got. I don't know. I mean, it just. I just sat there, and my son wasn't with me. Usually, he frustratingly explains these things to me. But I just, you know, I thought, okay, well, I don't quite get it. And I grew up in Southern California, so, and very involved in radio and even radio before rap came and really entered into the scene in such a dramatic way. I learned even in my early days, of radio, when I worked in a country music station. This was during the time when country music was going from country and western to country, right? And some of the twang was being left out and, you know, that sort of thing. And they were modernizing the sound a little bit more. And you had the likes of Bob Dylan and Kenny Rogers crossing over and things like that. And so I saw that and I bore witness to that transition. And when rap came in, it just was hard for me. I just didn't relate. And I don't know that I will ever relate to it. And because some of it is the language too. I find the language to be uneducated at times. And, but I can appreciate the brilliance of, the technology, some of the things that they do. Cause I what I started to say was in country music, somebody would ask me and say, how do you play that stuff? And I said, well, it kind of grows on you. And one guy, he was a top 40 program director, top 40, radio station program director in town. He goes, yeah, it grows like a green moss. And I said, well, you chuckled, but, I just have never been able to, preach, but I can appreciate
something that's professional and good. And I'm not blanking out the whole genre. I think that there's some things there, but I just didn't understand. And of course, and I felt for the players, because this is the big argument about the Super Bowl anyway, is that you've got a 40-minute halftime. I mean, 40 minutes. What do these guys do? They've just been beating each other on the field. Now they go in the locker room getting all stiff and everything else. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Does that make it harder? I would be interested if that would make it more difficult, or if that's like a time that you rest and prepare. Like, you know, I would be very interested, because that's different than any other game they play throughout the year. So.
Well, and on top of that, I thought the commercial times, they seem to be very extended. But I guess if you're getting paid $7 million per commercial, you're going to take some extra time, right?
Yeah, and you know Super Bowl's half about the commercials for people.
Yeah, without a doubt. And there was, you know, the one, you know, Pac-Man QR, which got a lot of attention. That was another one. That was a mystery to me. What is the point here, you know? And it's just bing, boing, you know, thing bouncing from corner to corner, like the old Pac-Man deal. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. And but a lot of people really, again, that demographic, you know, that was right up their reason, I guess. And they liked and related to
that. Yeah, I think a lot of it's about nostalgia. You kind of take, you know, how music transport you to another time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. It was a good time in people's lives. And I think that, you know, when you hear certain songs or smell certain smells, it's like, oh, what a fantastic memory that was.
Well, you're right in some regard. But I got to tell you, there was one, I thought one commercial was, you know, they were doing that, what, Uber Eats or whatever it was. What was it? What was the one deal? And they had people tasting certain things. And and one was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, that they would do that. I mean, here we are. We everybody's all excited about, you know, Janet Jackson's, you know, wardrobe malfunction, everything else. Oh, the kids and everything like that. And now it's just like, oh, let's just talk about rather gross things. I don't know. I mean, the way our culture is going with some of this stuff, it's like we don't get embarrassed anymore. There's no shame, I guess. And you know, just to be cute, and, you know, I don't know. I just think that we end up, you know, kind of retarding ourselves, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how much further it could go than,
Well, hey, we keep saying that. We keep asking that question. Look at you and I. I mean, there's a generation of age difference here between you and I. But, yeah, you ask that question. Go, okay, what's going to be like for your kids and your grandkids? I mean, and I never thought that it would be like this, but the kids today have just an incredible amount of options. But all that being said, and all that wackiness, then, you know, God bless us for Samantha Mao, who comes on and reminds us that not all is to hell in a handbasket. Like, for example, you've got a community that is praising a crossing guard who saved a young girl. Tell us the story.
That's right. So if you watch this crossing guard in action, your heart really stops, because I read the headline, I read the story before I watched the video.
Uh-huh.
And a young girl, Violet Watt, she is crossing the street about a week ago. And just as she's walking across, you see the crossing guard, Corporal Annette Goodyear.
Mm-hmm.
She holds up the sign. She's telling the car to stop. The car just flies through. So Corporal Goodyear grabs Violet and pulls her out of the way just in time, actually falling in, like needing to go to the hospital herself. She is okay. But you just, you know, you realize the importance of crossing guards, because I think it's one of those things you think they're just kind of standing there with a whistle, and it's not that. That is an important job. And she really put her life on the line. And
wow.
She just did it in the blink of an eye. It's very heart stopping. I mean, it's.
Well, yeah,
it's
I was going to say, you see this video and your heart will stop. You just can't believe this. This is just unbelievable. But you know, like you said, you know, crossing guards are there, but you never know. You never know until you know. And at that point,
right.
You know, two people survived, and hopefully that knucklehead that ran through that that intersection like that, you know, maybe it was just a mistake. They got distracted or whatever. But still, it's like I can imagine if that happened to me and I was the driver, my heart would still be racing. Think, oh my God!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? How do you reconcile?
You saved the driver from a terrible. I mean, I'm sure that it's still traumatic to think that almost happened to you, but, you know, to have to live with the consequences of something like that. You know, it just hopefully
it'd
be a lesson instead of absolutely.
Well, we can take it as a lesson for all of us, because that could happen to any of us. You know, it could be the son distracted, taking a phone call when we're not supposed to, and just being so casual that, you know, safety is something that we have to be very vigilant around, especially when you're in a school zone. A Minnesotan celebrates her 10th year of sobriety with a state trooper who arrested her for drunk driving. I mean, this is a great story. I love this.
Now, isn't this crazy?
Yeah.
So this is Trooper Sue Hathaway who pulled Amy Martin over. So Amy, this is 10 years ago. She was caught drunk driving. It was actually like in the middle of the day on a Monday afternoon, and she was swerving through traffic.
Mm.
And she's pulled over by, honestly, a guardian angel in a trooper uniform. And Trooper Hathaway, she pulls her over. And after she's like arrested her and she's booking her, she starts talking to Amy about, you know, please don't do this to your daughter. You know, they start talking about her daughter. Her daughter's 10 years old. She's like, please don't do this to her. You know, I had parents who did this to me, and, you know, they end up bonding over this experience that they shared. And it just changed her life in that moment. Instead of the trooper lecturing or just dismissing or anything like that, I mean, her blood alcohol was 3 times the legal limit. It was just, you have a serious problem when it's happening and you're on the road and it's in the middle of the afternoon. You know, there must be something really serious going on that needs help. And there's like these aha moments in life. And I think this was one for Amy. And now the trooper and her get together every year to celebrate her sobriety. Who would think that that's what happens when you're getting pulled over, that you've formed this lifelong friend and it changes your life for the better, not for the worse, when you're getting a
sweet DUI? Sweet Valentine's story here. You've got a woman who delivers flowers to widows every Valentine's Day, huh?
Oh, that's right. So this is actually a North Carolina woman celebrating with hundreds of flower arrangements, and she brings them to widows. Her name's Ashley Manning. She's from Charlotte. And she started like the Valentine's Day Widows Outreach. And she ended up delivering 121 arrangements when her goal had just been 25.
Oh.
Specifically, two people who were widows, which I'm sure, you know, if you received something like that from your husband who you lost, I would feel like that was kind of, you know, especially when you weren't necessarily supposed to be on the list or anything like that, I feel like you would kind of feel like that's your husband reaching out from beyond.
Right, exactly.
To kind of still give you a sweet hello. And I think the idea of doing that, especially for widows, because, you know, I think Valentine's Day can be very difficult for people who are in relationships or who are single. But I think people who have lost significant others are especially grieving in a different way. So I love the idea.
What a sweet gesture.
To them.
That's so awesome. Thinking of others ahead of yourself. How precious. Speaking of which, Dolly Parton, she's covering the tuition for all her employees there in Dollywood.
Like, we needed another reason to love Dolly Parton, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So she's encouraging employees to pursue their education, and they announced on Tuesday that they're going to cover 100% of tuition fees and books, for which, that's a huge deal for any employee.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a good reason to love Dolly Parton and to go get a job over there if you're looking to go to college.
Without a doubt. Well, 20 seconds left, Sam. Billie Eilish stops concert to help a fan get an inhaler, huh?
You know, as we know, that doesn't always happen, and concerts can be a dangerous place if someone doesn't take control. But when she was in Atlanta...
Samantha Mao, you're awesome.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.